and most of all to belong in good times and in bad times, to always find a space in your heart, a space of welcoming, a space of understanding, a space of healing and forgiveness. Wow. That, my friends, is what it means to live the vocation of fatherhood for you and for me as a spiritual father. So let the community pray now. And the prayer we offer you today, my brothers, is a prayer of gratitude, not for your perfection, but for your humanity. A prayer to thank you for being present. Thank you also for your absence, where you allow us to forgive you, to understand you, to belong to you, to encourage you as fathers, to make you proud of us, but also to give you the opportunity to forgive your children, to understand your children, to share the questions of your children, to share the great moments and also the sad moments, the failures, the differences, the wanderings. We all belong together. That's what makes life worth living. So let the community stretch forth your hands in blessing over the fathers. God our Father, in your wisdom and love, you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Celebrate their humanity. Understand that they are loved when they're at the best and when they fail. They belong, they are admired, and they are loved. Let the example of their faith and love, their humanity, shine forth. Grant, we pray, their sons and daughters, we may always honor them with a spirit of profound respect and enduring love. We make this prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let her offer our applause by way of recognition. Thank you. The old man is a prayer. It's a prayer dedicated to our fathers, to my father, to your father, to all fathers, for those who are among us and for those who are absent. Let this prayer fill your hearts, lift your spirits, and praise God for the gift of your father. The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed, he's laid to rest, and I feel all alone. He was more than just my father, my teacher, my best friend, and he'll still be heard in the tunes we've shared when I play them on my own. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories lingered on.
I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream, and show me things not known to kings, secrets between him and me, like the colors of a pheasant as she rises in the morn, or how to fish or make a wish beside the fairy tree. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am, though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He looked so big and strong. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance for words of thanks for all the things he'd done. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am, though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. God, I miss him, the old man.
Amen. That's good, the old man. Sometimes they look at me now and say, the old man. You know, I began to wonder about my age when I was playing golf up there in Annandale a couple of years ago, and I hit the ball out of the sand trap, and the guy said, hey, Mustang, we'll get the sand trap for you. And I said, I think I can get it. Nah, you're old. You don't want to collapse in the sand trap. I began to think, you know, this gray hair, you know, the elder. I said, it's okay. Do the trap. Fine. I like it. I like being old. Please stand and we'll pray.